Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Welcome to Here for the Right Reasons, Us Weekly's Bachelor podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Herron, and I just wanted to drop in on this Friday to release my quick, rapid-fire, 7-minute interview with our Bachelor, Joey. ABC opted for some mid-season interviews this year. Always love when they do that. And I had 7 minutes with our leading man, and I did my best to ask him burning questions. I did want to warn that there are some theories / spoilers included. They're not really spoilers because they're just theories, but if you don't want to know anything about what people are speculating on the internet based on some screenshots, please stop listening now and don't come for me because I'm giving you a warning. But we talk about theories. We talk all about Maria. I mentioned Daisy, who I'm still kind of convinced could be the it girl. We talk Kelsey A. We talk very important questions like, why is Kelsey T calling him JoJo? And I might even potentially bring up some speculation about Joey's eyes and potential discoloration. Yeah, we went there. Joey is literally so lovely and had a smile on his face. And I know it was a long press day for him. So I thank him for the 7 minutes. And without further ado, here he is. Watching the show back, has it been easier, harder than you expected? Has it been fun at all? What's it been like?
Yeah, of course it's been fun. I think there's always moments you can hold on to that are fun, but there's also difficult ones. I know that the women were vulnerable. I was vulnerable. I think there's a lot to it where you do see it back and it can be tough, but most of it has been fun and it's been exciting to see this journey unfold.
Okay. I feel like The Bachelor is back and kind of bigger than ever. I feel like the ratings are up. Everyone I know is watching it. Why do you think that is? And do you take credit? Because I think you should.
I appreciate you saying that. In my nature, it's never my way to take credit. I will always look at the other outside factors. And I think the women have just been amazing. I think what people have probably been more invested in the season is they feel the realness. They feel actually people that are trying to get to know each other. They feel that there actually is, real stories that are starting to build and people are invested, but also the women are invested. And I think that's great to see.
Okay. All right. We got to get into the specifics of some of the women. How much thought had you given to your engagement and baby timeline before Lexi kind of brought that up? And do you wish she stayed for you guys to kind of talk that out a little bit more?
Yeah, I think I can speak for a lot of guys that that's not usually something we think through all the time. But I'm glad that she asked that because it's an important conversation to have. And I think more people should think about that. I gave my honest answer about the engagement and kids and everything because it is a different timeline that we're on. You meet someone very quickly through this process. You take the engagement seriously if it does happen. And then you want to make sure you have enough time to test that engagement and be in the real world. And I think that's really important to pay attention to. So that is why I had the 2 to 3 year engagement in my head, because I would feel like it'd be wrong to both of us if I ended up with someone and we kind of rushed into the idea of marriage. And again, I've always wanted to be able to enjoy a marriage, have some time for yourselves to see what it's like to be newlyweds before you bring in another, really important part to the world, which is kids and that new foundation. And I want all of it, but I never wanted to rush it. But I think you also saw I explained to Lexi that I would be open to change that timeline with the right person. And if she was willing to kind of see through that, I would have loved to have kept her there. But it was her decision and I respect it 100%. And as I said, I wish her nothing but the best and know that she's going to be a great mother someday.
All right, fair enough. Maria has been a huge standout, I feel like, for fans, and has had an interesting up and down journey. Looking back, do you think she was just misunderstood by some of the other women? And do you have any idea what really happened? Because I still feel like I don't.
Yeah, I don't have any idea what happened. You guys are seeing as much as I'm seeing, because every conversation I had with them was one-on-one. I didn't get to see the group settings. I think that Maria can sometimes be misunderstood. I get that she explained that herself, that she's a little rough around the edges, and was surprised that she didn't get along with a lot of the women in the house. I think what I always go back to, though, is that she had a strong connection with me, and I always, in this situation, was trying to focus on the connections. I can't control what goes on in the house. All I can control is the opportunity to get to know these women the best that I can from what I see and what we talk through. So the reason why Maria stayed, the reason why she's still around, is because we have a connection that was building and I wanted to see it through. So yeah, I it's hard to speak on that stuff because I still haven't seen all of it, and America still hasn't seen all of it. So that's always how it's going to be.
Well, that's I think the tell-all will probably turn into what didn't we see and what can we figure out between all of this. Are you ready for that?
I will be there, obviously. I don't know if anyone's ready for that, but it will be what it's supposed to be. And I will obviously be there to, add any conversation that I need to. But I have nothing but appreciation for each of the women, the ones that have left, the ones that are still here. I think everyone should continue to try to lead with kindness and realize that this is a very tough situation that we get put into.
All right. You have a clear connection with Daisy. Can you tell me anything about your feelings for her?
Yeah, I think everyone's seen where the feelings are at this point. And if she does continue to move forward, I think you'll be able to see that too. Daisy's a very sweet and kind person who, I think that we connected really early on, and that's what people have seen.
A lot of theories about your unprecedented ending. I'm sure you've been asked a million times. I'll try to frame it a little differently. We know you get emotional. We see that. We see some sad tears. Is that reflective of the ending? Will those sad tears turn into happy tears? What can you tell me? Anything at all?
It was a good way to rephrase the question, but you know my answer is going to be exactly the same. I know that they are real emotions. I know that from what I am told, it is something that hasn't happened before. And I think once you get to that point and you follow the actual storyline, people will understand what those tears mean. And that's the best I can say.
Well, there's a lot of theories, as you know, and the latest is like you and Kelsey A may be posting from the same background or something. Have you seen that theory? What's the craziest one you've seen? And do you have a response to that one?
Yeah, obviously, anything that comes out like that, I can't really speak on it. I know people are really trying to figure out what's going on. I can't speak to anything that's sent like that because it's not really something that I'm paying attention to.
Okay. One really hard-hitting question about the other Kelsey, Kelsey T. She called you JoJo in the last episode. Yeah. When did that start?
She started, I think, maybe sometime in Spain, I would guess. But it was my only pet name on the show. And that's Kelsey T's way. And I know people have had opinions about that and actually loved it.
Yeah, I was just so surprised. I didn't know we were calling you JoJo.
I guess we are now. I mean, that's what my mom called me when I was a kid, was JoJo. So I've heard it before. Never heard it from a girl before. But again, that's Kelsey T's pet name. That's her pet name.
You've gone viral 1,000 times since the season has started airing. You've got the old school vibes in Malta. Obviously, the Ruth mix up. Also, something about your eyes and like the color of your eyes. Are you laughing all this off? What is your response to like the Joey phenomenon?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of these different things. And what I think about it is what we're talking about, which is people are invested. I'm okay being the butt of jokes at certain points. As for the old school vibes, I knew Malta was an old place. I didn't know that it was going to get judged as much as it did. But, you got to laugh through it. The RGB thing, that's on me. I'll take that. I know that was on me. And then the eyes thing, I actually am probably going to post a video a little bit more about that later on, and I can give some more insight. There is something behind that, and I'll use the right space to be able to talk through that.
Oh, I cannot wait to find out, Joey.
Something's coming.
Thank you, as always. I'll let you go. I'm sure you have to go answer a million questions like this for the rest of your day, but thank you again. Loving the season.
No, I appreciate it. It's great to see you.